Welcome to Bhakti Pulse. The nature of the sound we listen to molds the character of our lives. Bhakti Pulse brings you the authentic transcendental mantras and wisdom of the Bhakti scriptures. These potent sounds bring full satisfaction to the self and awaken ecstatic love for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the goal of human life.
Hare Krishna. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, Krishna says that all the senses have been under the control of the mind since time immemorial, and the mind himself never comes under the sway of any other. He is stronger than the strongest, and his godlike power is fearsome. Therefore, anyone who can bring the mind under control becomes the master of all the senses. In fact, the Yoga Sutra, the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam all talk about controlling the mind. They give many metaphors. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the mind is like a mirror. And when the mirror becomes dusty or distorted, you can't see yourself. You can't see proper reflection of who you are. Sometimes Krishna compares the mind to a horse. Well, a horse when wild isn't of much use to a farmer. But if he learns to train the horse, then he can ride the horse anywhere. So taming a horse takes a little work, doesn't it? You have to let the reins out. You have to make friends with the horse. You have to train him day by day. It's painstaking. So we only have one mind. It's important to take time to train the mind. Because Krishna says, for one who has conquered the mind is the best of friends. But for one who has failed to do so, his mind will remain the greatest enemy. So there are various things to remember with the mind. That the mind is an instrument of perception. But beyond that, we have interpretation. And that's controlled by the state of our mind. Is it in the mode of goodness, passion, or ignorance? When we cultivate habits of goodness, sattva, like eating pure food, hearing transcendental sound vibration, reading Bhagavad Gita as an example every day is a way in which we purify the mind, then we'll perceive the world as connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we'll feel peaceful because we'll see everything is under the control of the Lord. Not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Supreme. And if we see like that, we won't be in anxiety. Our mind won't be disturbed. Several bhakti practices Krishna recommends in the Bhagavad Gita. One is voluntary service. Don't work for profit. Take some time to do something voluntary. Do it to help spread the Krishna consciousness movement, and you get special spiritual credit. Also, Krishna says in the Gita, learn to practice satisfaction. Be satisfied. Yes, it's a practice. You have to be satisfied with enough. Whatever I have now is enough. And if you think like that, and look within yourself and find, I don't have to become something, I already am something. Then you'll feel happy and your mind will become peaceful. And finally, practice mantra meditation every day by sitting down or walking slowly back and forth and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You'll experience higher knowledge and detachment, and higher knowledge means to see the difference between the body and the self, and part of our body is our mind. We'll become a witness and see that the mind is always moving, but we don't have to buy in to its many thoughts. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Bhakti Pulse is brought to you by ISKCON of Silicon Valley. To subscribe to Bhakti Pulse on WhatsApp, please save the following number to your WhatsApp contacts and send this text message. Sign me up. The number is 408-598-7291. That's 408-598-7291.